Thank you for joining me for the story about Alexander Forbes, the fourth Lord Pitsligo. I'm Bart Forbes of the Clan Forbes Society. Now, Alexander Forbes, fourth Lord Pitsligo, became a key figure in the Jacobite attempt to overthrow the British government in 1745. Alexander was born in 1678 to Alexander Forbes, the third Lord Pitsligo, and Sophia, the third daughter of John Erskine, the fourth Earl of Mar. Even though his family had great financial difficulties, Alexander was sent to France for his education. While in France, Alexander was greatly influenced by religious philosopher Madame Guillaume. She advocated a Christian philosophy of interior passivity over pious action called quietism. Her teaching affected Alexander throughout his life. Now, he returned to Scotland after his father died in 1690, and he succeeded as the fourth Lord Pitsligo at the age of 21. Lord Forbes of Pitsligo first took his seat in the Scottish Parliament in May 1700. In 1703, he married Rebecca, daughter of John Norton of St. Lawrence. They had one son, John, who became his heir as the Master of Pitsligo, and four daughters. Now, at that time, England and Scotland shared the same monarch, Queen Anne. However, each country had its own parliament. However, the two parliaments were considering merging. Lord Pitsligo opposed the Union of Scotland Act of 1706 that was passed by the Parliament of England. And when the Union of England Act came up before the Scottish Parliament the next year, he left Parliament in protest. In spite of that, the act passed, and the two parliaments were united into one kingdom by the name of Great Britain. Now, Lord Pitsligo was very close to his first cousin, John Erskine, the sixth Earl of Mar. Under Queen Anne, Mar had been appointed a commissioner for the Union, Scottish Secretary of State, Keeper of the Signet, and a Privy Councillor. After the passage of the Acts of Union, he was appointed as the British Secretary of State. However, upon the death of Queen Anne in 1714, the new King George I removed him from office. Frustrated by this deprivation of his government offices, Mar chose to rebel against the new king, who was the great-grandson of James VI and I. In 1715, Mar raised an army in support of James Francis Stuart, the son of the deposed James II, and also a great-grandson of James VI and I. Lord Pitsligo joined his cousin in Perth in October 1715 with a small troop. They were called Jacobites after Jacobus, the Latin name for James. This small troop fought the British army at Sheriffmoor on November 13, 1715. Both sides experienced great losses, and the battle was a draw. After the Battle of Sheriffmoor, Lord Pitsligo left Great Britain and traveled to Holland on December 23, 1716. Now, in July of 1717, both houses of Parliament of Great Britain passed the Indemnity Act of 1717, also known as the Act of Grace and Free Pardon. Many Jacobites have been convicted of treason and executed. However, under this new law, some Jacobites could receive a license to return in Scotland. So, Lord Pitsligo finally returned to his home in Scotland in June 1720. He first visited his daughter Mary, who had married James, the 16th Lord Forbes. Then he went on to his home in Pitsligo Castle. Now, unfortunately, his wife, Rebecca Norton, died in 1731, the year that their daughter Isabel was born. Later that year, in September, Pitsligo married Elizabeth, sister of Thomas Allen of Finchley, by whom he had no children. Now, during that time, Lord Pitsligo wrote a great many essays that were eventually published in 1734. They covered a variety of topics, such as human faculties, the soul, liberty, virtue, the equality of men, decency, and self-love. During that time, Lord Pitsligo maintained his loyalty to the exiled James Francis Stuart. So, in 1745, his son, Charles Edward Stuart, took up the Jacobite cause to overthrow the British government and establish his father as monarch, as with the name James VIII and the Third. At 67 years of age, Lord Pitsligo decided to join this cause, and he encouraged his friends and neighbors to join him. He recruited a volunteer cavalry from Aberdeenshire and Banffshire. The Irishman General John O'Sullivan, Adjutant General and Quartermaster General of the Jacobite Army, called Lord Pitsligo a worthy, virtuous gentleman who brought us about 950 gentlemen and their servants. Pitsligo led his troops into Aberdeen on October the 5th, 1745. Other Jacobites were heartened by Lord Pitsligo's involvement. In fact, John Murray of Broughton, who was the 7th Baronet of Stanhope and secretary to Charles Edward Stuart, wrote of Pitsligo that he was, quote, the deservedly most popular man in his country, not beloved, but adored, being ever employed in doing good offices to his neighbors. On October 18th, 1745, Stuart wrote Pitsligo's commission, and he said, we, reposing especial trust and confidence in your courage, loyalty, and good conduct, do hereby constitute and appoint you to be a colonel of His Majesty's forces, and to take your rank in the army as such from the date hereof. Of course, he is referring to himself as His Majesty's. With Pitsligo and his cavalry, the Jacobites were victorious against British forces in Falkirk on January 17th, 1746. When the army retreated northwards, Pitsligo was appointed the governor of Elgin. Now, on April 11th, 1746, Pitsligo and the rest of the Jacobite army marched from Elgin to Inverness. There, they commandeered Culloden, the estate of Duncan Forbes of Culloden, who was then the Lord President of the Court of Sessions. The British government forces were under the command of Prince William Augustus, Duke of Cumberland, and he was the youngest son of King George II. These British forces arrived at nearby Nairn by April 14th, and on April 16th, 1746, Cumberland met the Jacobite forces at Culloden Moor, where Lord Pitsligo commanded the cavalry. The British army defeated Stuart and his followers in about 25 minutes of battle at the Battle of Culloden. Lord Pitsligo escaped after the battle and fled to Norway and then on to Sweden. His lands were seized by the government, his title was attainted, and he was declared an outlaw with a reward offered for his capture. In spite of this, Alexander Forbes, no longer Lord Pitsligo, returned home. However, he was held in such high esteem that the people of Aberdeenshire sheltered and protected him for 16 years. In the last years of his life, he wrote many more religious works. He eventually died of old age on December 21st, 1762, and was buried in the family vault of the old church of Pitsligo. He was the last of his name and his title, as his son, the Master of Pitsligo, died without issue in 1781. And that is the story of Alexander Forbes, 4th Lord Pitsligo. You can learn more by visiting the Clan Forbes Society website page, the Facebook page, Instagram account, or YouTube channel. Just search for Clan Forbes Society. Grace me guide.